Everyone, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. This is Bob Camardoa. Before we get into our next old-time radio program, let's listen to a triple platinum hit from 1979. It reached number one on both the Billboard Hot 100 and the Billboard R&B chart. It was also a chart topper in Canada. The song was nominated for a Grammy Award for Song of the Year in 1980. Here are Herb Fame and Francine Hurd Baker, Peaches and Herb, and Reunited. On the Boxcars 7-Eleven Old Time Radio Pod, where the oldies are still young.
I quarrel with myself. It's Duffy's Tavern, brought to you transcribed by the National Broadcasting Company, with Charlie Catter as Finnegan, Hazel Sherman as Miss Duffy, Fats Bichon at the piano, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner!
Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet the eat. Archie the man just speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Business? Well, it's pretty good since I've been selling Bock beer for nickel a glass. Huh? No, we don't lose no money. Well, I got a trick, you see. I take the regular beer, but before we serve it, I dip a goat in the barrel. Huh? What, Duffy? Well, what? Talk louder, will you? Some kids is playing ball outside and I can't hear you. Hey, Fats, what was that?
Them kids just hit a baseball through the window.
Any damage?
Just another hole in the window.
Well, chase them kids off the block. I don't mind them hitting a ball through the window, but they might have hit that spider we was using for shades. Huh? Yeah, Duffy, them kids is getting tougher every day. You know, only this morning, I caught one of that gang helping an old lady across the street. What's so tough about it? She didn't want to go. Look, I'll call you back later, Duffy. Fats, did you get rid of them kids?
Yeah, I tricked them.
You tricked them? How?
I asked them why they wasn't down at the schoolhouse watching the fire.
So what?
The idea seemed to appeal to them. They just asked me for Bellas and beat it.
Bellas? Well, if you ask me, the whole gang of them ought to have their teeth kicked in. And if they was a little smaller, I'd do it myself.
Mr. Archie, why do you hate kids so?
Why? Because they got no respect for their elders. You give them an inch and what do? They turn their backs and flaunt it in your face.
Things was different when you was a kid, huh?
They certainly was different. You didn't see me waste me time playing baseball in the streets.
How did you waste it?
I wasted it gaining knowledge. Knowledge that made me the man that I am today.
You should have played baseball.
Hey, now wait a minute. Look at that kid coming in. The age of him coming into a joint like this. He can't be more than 10 years old. Okay, Junior, what do you want?
Good evening, sir.
Kid Scram, will you?
Well, please, sir, all I want is...
Yeah, I know what you want, but if you think you're going to get a shot of rye in this place, come back in 9 years.
Yeah, by that time, the rye will be 9 years old.
That's dull and Fats. Hey, wait a minute. You ain't the kid that just busted the window, are you?
Sir, you misunderstand. I merely came in to ask you if you'd be interested in a book I'm selling.
A book you're selling? What book?
The Pocket Encyclopedia of Useful Knowledge.
Useful knowledge. Look, kid, it happens I was educated at Harvard. I don't have to have no knowledge. I got all that I need.
Oh, but, sir, this book has answers to hundreds of questions that I'll wager you don't know.
Oh, yeah? Like viz?
Well, for instance... How long does it take light to travel from the sun to the earth?
The light to travel from the sun to the earth? Well, that depends. How far away from the earth is the sun these days?
93 million miles.
Kid, don't be fantastic, will you?
Oh, but, sir, it is. It's 93 million miles away, and it only takes a light from the sun 8 seconds to reach the Earth. Isn't that remarkable?
What's remarkable? It's downhill all the way, ain't it? What else is in that book?
Well, here's another question. What are the equinoxes?
The equinoxes? Come on, kid, give me a hard one.
Well, what are the equinoxes?
They're them Indians that live up at the North Pole. Do I happen to be correct?
Mister, I think you better buy the book.
Look, kid, come here and feel this muscle. Now, don't infer me that I'm stupid or I'll bet you right in the kissing. Now, hit me with another question and I'll prove it to you.
Very well. How high is Mount Everest?
Mount Everest? All the way to the top?
Yes.
60,000 feet.
Sorry, the book says it's 30,000 feet.
I am referring to the round trip. You think I'm going to get stuck on the top of Mount Everest? Don't tell me about Mount Everest, kid. A friend of mine happened to build it.
My dear sir, Mount Everest has existed ever since the Mesozoic Age.
Oh, yeah, huh? Look, punk, I don't take no language like that from nobody. What you need is a good kick in the pants, and here it is.
Ouch!
Correct. Now get out of here and take that lousy book with you. You see, Fats, there's your younger generation. A kid like that going around calling people Mesozoics.
Hello,
huh? Oh, hello, Miss Finnegan. How are you?
Arch, your mood seems to be one of perturbation.
I just kicked the punk out of here for using the same language. Now, look, Finnegan, you got to be tough these days, you know? Spare the rod and spoil the child.
Right, in a neighborhood like this, a kid's got to carry a rod.
You ain't understanding me. What I'm talking about is this present generation. I just don't understand them, Finnegan. You know, when you and me was kids and we played baseball together, did you ever see me knock a baseball through a window?
Oh, never, Arch.
You're darn right.
No, you was the one that always struck out.
Kids is back again. This time I'm chasing them away myself.
You mind if I go along, Arch?
Well, no, but keep your hat on. We don't want to scare them away forever, you know. We might need them for future customers. Hey, listen, you punk kids. Either you sign to quit playing baseball on this block, or I'm going to take every mother's one of yous and stunt his growth with a bunk spotter.
Hey, Arch, look at here.
Where?
Here in the doorway. A basket. And look what's in it.
Holy cat. A baby on a doorstep. A human baby. Hey, Finnegan, I wonder who could have left him.
Look at it, Arch. Boy, what a cute kid. Hey, maybe we better take it inside. It's sort of damp.
Damp?
The weather.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you're right. Here, give me a hand, Finnegan.
Yeah, okay.
Now, be careful with the kid going through that door now.
Yeah.
Oh, a deserted baby.
Yeah.
I wonder where it could have come from.
Where?
Yeah.
Well, according to my information, there's the birds and the bees.
Finnegan! This is no time for rationalization. Now, leave us set the basket down here on a bar.
Okay.
Holy cat, this is all that has to happen to me. Somebody leaves me with a kid. Hey, Miss Duffy.
What?
Take this brat, will you? I look silly carrying a baby.
Well, how do you think I'd look?
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Try talking to him.
Okay. I'll talk to him. Kid, what do you think of conditions in general? A Republican.
I wonder who he belongs to.
I wonder. Well, let me take a look at it. Let's see. 10 fingers, 10 toes, a nose, 2 ears. Ain't nobody in my family.
He's kind of a cute baby, ain't he?
What's so cute about him? They all look alike. Yeah.
Maybe he's thirsty.
Yeah, maybe you're right. The kid probably needs a drink. Finnegan, put down that scotch. Fats, draw a jigger of milk.
One milk coming up.
Maybe he's hungry. You want me to get him a bowl of chili?
Finnegan, get him anything. Just shut him up.
Let's give him a rattle.
A rattle? Well, where are we going to get a rattle?
Well, here you are. You can have mine.
I better go out and get a blanket.
Yeah, and I'll get the chili.
Hey, well, wait a minute. Don't everybody run out on me. Oh, what am I going to do with this brat? Me, of all people, left with a kid. Kid, will you stop trying to be cute? All right, then. They're going to get you milk in a second. Oh, here it is. So, that make you feel better, huh? Hey, you got a dimple, ain't you? Come here, kid. Hey, leave go of my finger. Hey, what a grip you got. A kid with your strength, you'd think I was really your father.
Oh.
Look, kid, don't tell nobody I told you, but I think you're kind of cute. Well, what do you know? He called me Daddy. Fats, please, some soft music to help me baby get a little shut-eye.
Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. Down will come, baby, cradling on. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. Wind blowing strong, my, my. Look at it rock. Don't touch that cradle, might make it fall. No, here comes cradle, baby, you know.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had, Little Bo Peep, she lost her sheep.
How are
you? Huh? I'm sorry. As I said, go to sleep, you punk kid. yes, Miss Duffy?
I don't think this bottle really has milk in it.
You don't think it has milk in it, huh? Why?
It's marked 90 proof.
Oh, milk. Well, baby's got a... He's got to go back where he come from.
Can't stand the sight of kids, huh?
You know, very well, I hate them.
Okay. By the way.
Yeah?
That third little piggy had roast beef.
Oh, yeah? Look, you mind your own business.
Hey, Arch, can I howl him?
Well, go ahead, but don't drop him.
Oh, I won't. Here, baby. Nice kitty. Gee, Arch, you know something?
What?
He looks just like you.
Finnegan, you're holding him upside down.
Mr. Archie.
Huh?
I think you better call the police and tell them about finding this baby.
Call the police? Are they open today?
They're open every day.
Yeah, I guess these days they're busy answering indictments, Sam. Okay, I'll call them. Hello, police department. Lost and Foundling Division, please. Huh? Me trouble? Well, I suddenly seem to find myself with child. What you might call an off-the-cuff baby. Yeah, so if you'd like to send a... If you'd like to send it... Look, cops, I got the wrong number. That's... It ain't no use fighting fate.
You mean...
Have a cigar. I've just became a father.
Well, there's one thing I can say. You sure do things the easy way.
Yeah, gang, just imagine. After all these years, I have an offspring of my own.
An offspring? What are you talking about? You found them on the doorstep.
All right. So he's prefabricated. So what? I'll adopt him so he can have my name to carry through life.
Your name?
What more could I do for him?
You could put him back on the doorstep.
No, sir, he stays here. Fate has fickled its finger at me.
You mean you're going to raise this kid?
Yep, that's and it'll be wonderful. Just think of it, the joy of watching him as he takes his first steps, you know, the thrill of sending him off to kindergarten, the pride of... watching him make his first pass at a dame. Handing him down some of my knowledge, you know, practical things like how to pluck a chicken. How to chalk a pool cue. I'll take him to the museum, the art gallery, the burlesque.
The burlesque?
I gotta have some fun, too. Yeah, I can see it like it was tomorrow. Graduation day. The choir is singing as the organ plays softly. And all eyes is on me little boy as the dean shakes his hand and he says, "Congratulations, Archie Jr. Here is your sheepskin union card."
Union card?
Certainly, union card. After spending 4 years in college, I want the kid to make a decent living. Just think, Fats. That young man that just graduated is the same little baby that I found on the doorstep today.
Time sure flies, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Tell me, Daddy, do you miss him now that he's gone out into the world?
A little. But who knows? Maybe someday there'll be another little one.
You mean you're going to get married?
Not necessarily. Fats, there's other doorsteps.
Oh,
boy, that kid sure squawks a lot.
So what? Maybe he does squawk, but he's my son and I wouldn't change him for anything.
Maybe if you change him, he'd stop crying.
I see what you mean. Let's see now, what can I use for a diaper?
Arch, how about the bar towel?
Yeah, that'll do. You got a safety pin, Finnegan?
Yeah.
Let me have it.
Well, I'll tell you, Arch.
Let me have the pin.
But Arch...
Finnegan, give me the pin.
Arch, it's his pants or mine.
Okay, sit down and give me the pin. Thanks. Now, first we take the pin and I guess we better desanitize it. With babies, you gotta sterile up everything. Gotta kill the germs. Fats, take this safety pin and dip it in the bar rye.
Kill germs? With our bar rye? 8 to 5, it don't even stun them.
Why don't you let me handle this?
Look, Miss Duffy, I happen to be the father of this child, thank you.
But that don't mean that you know how to put a diaper on him.
What's the doing? It's just like setting a table. Now, here we are. Now, first we lay out the diaper. That's the tablecloth. Then, where you serve the entree, we place the baby. Now, we take the corner where you put the knife and fold it over to the corner where you put the fork. Now, where you put the sauerkraut, you place the safety pin. What's wrong?
I think the sauerkraut stuck him in the entree.
Okay, you put the diaper on, but be careful now. Don't forget, it's my son. My son. Gee, that sounds good, don't it? It'll sound even better the day that he matriculates from Harvard.
Archie, did you say Harvard?
Yeah.
Make it Vassar.
Miss Duffy, you mean to say that my son is a girl?
That's right.
But it can't be. Hey. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's wearing a pink ribbon.
Arch, is it really a girl?
Yeah.
Well, how do you like that? I'm an aunt. Well, congratulations, Arch.
Thank you.
Good evening, Archie, me boy.
Oh, hello, Officer Clancy.
Say, now what's this lying on the bar? Oh, it's a baby.
What did you think it was?
Well, I thought for a minute that Herbie the Midget had passed out again. Now, where did the baby come from?
I found it on the doorstep.
So you found it on the doorstep. Well, now, just a minute, Archie. That's Mrs. Rogers' baby. She gave it to Johnny McGarity to look after, and he started playing baseball instead. Aye, sure, and she'd be glad to have her baby back.
Oh, but Clancy, she can't have it back. It's a lost foundling, and finders is keepers.
Archie, the baby goes back to the Widow Rogers, and it's me sworn duty to notify her immediately.
The Widow Rogers, indeed. Fats, I'm gonna fight this thing with the Supreme Court. No outsider is gonna take my baby away from me.
Outsider? Mr. Archie, she happens to be the baby's real mother.
That's the trouble with this country. Showing favoritism to people just cause they're relatives. That's the audacity of that widow gonna come down here to take me baby. After all I've gone through for that kid.
You mean raising her from a boy to a girl?
Well, all I say is that Mrs. Rogers ain't gonna get away with it. There are certain laws in this state. Oh, dear. A father's work is never done. That's... think we better stop that kid from hitting that milk. I think he's off on a crying jag.
Hey, look, why don't you sing her a lullaby, Arch?
Good idea, Finny. Let's see. Rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop.
Hey, you see that? It's waking.
Yeah. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. Hey, she likes it.
Yeah. Let me try it, Arch. If the ball breaks, the cradle will fall. The dawn will come, baby. The cradle. And
oh, that's wonderful. But did you like that, baby? Finnegan, I don't think you better sing to the baby no more.
Oh, my baby.
This must be the baby's mother.
Oh, my baby, my own little baby.
Her baby.
Oh, how can I ever thank you for finding my child?
Now, look, sister, if you think... Hey.
What's the matter?
You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I do hope the baby hasn't been a bother.
Au contraire. By the by, Officer Clancy tells me that you was the widow, and I'm sorry to hear of your husband's untimely death. May I share your beaverment?
Well, to tell you the truth, it was never a very happy marriage.
No, huh?
I'm afraid my husband only married me for my money.
The beast. Is there any left? I mean, are you in a position to support this lovely child of ours that I love so dearly?
Oh, you're fond of children.
Desperately. In fact, all of the kids in the neighborhood refer to me as that old, lovable Uncle Archie.
Really?
You don't think so, Fats? What do the kids around the neighborhood call me?
They call you that old...
Yes, sir! Yep, Mrs. Rogers, and what I wouldn't give to have a little baby like yours.
What are you trying to say?
Madam, I can constrain my feelings no longer. Leave us face it. Fate has thrown us together. You're a man and I'm a woman.
Aren't you a little mixed up?
In the heat of passion, who's grammatical? All I can say that it's kismet.
I'd better cover the baby. There seems to be a draft from that broken window.
Oh, yes, the broken window. It seems that some impish little rascals inadvertently heaved a impish little baseball through it. I suppose I should have chastised them, but old softy that I am, I just couldn't do it. That's my great weakness. I love them children.
There he is, officer. That's a man who kicked me in the pants.
Well, well. We have a little visitor. Hello, Sonny.
Archie, this boy claims that you kicked him out of the tavern just because he tried to sell you a book.
What's this?
Must be some mistake. Now come here, me little friend. Did I kick you in the pants?
You see, he don't dare tell a lie like that to me face.
How can he? You're holding your hand over his mouth.
I still say the kid is a liar.
Oh, yeah? Well, ask any kid on the block. You know what they call this monster?
What?
That old...
Mrs. Rogers! Are you going to let a crummy punk kid like this deceive you into thinking that I don't love children?
Archie, I'm afraid you're under arrest.
So that's the kind of a man you are. Give me my baby. I'm leaving.
And so ends another chapter of Life with Father.
listen again next week, friends, to Ducky's Tavern, transcribed by NBC.